This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 963, How Matching Keywords Propelled Elvira to an Overall 8.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 18 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz at allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Today, Three Keys student Elvira shares details about how she scored an overall 8 the first time she took the IELTS exam. Listen in to discover the reading and listening strategies that boosted her score. Hello, everyone. We have a very special guest today. Elvira, can you introduce yourself and let us know where you're from?
Oh, hi, everyone. My name is Elvira, and I'm from Russia. I was born in right in the heart of Russia, geographically, if you look at the map. Yeah, but I moved to St. Petersburg, and I consider this city as my hometown right now.
Okay, excellent. I have never been to St. Petersburg. I was in Finland once, so I was very close, and I wanted to go, but I didn't make it. So that's on my bucket list.
It's really worth a visit.
Yes, I'm sure. And you recently got amazing scores on the IELTS exam. I was so excited when you posted in the Three Keys Facebook group your scores. So share with us, first of all, what scores did you get when you took IELTS?
So my overall score is 8.0. And amazing. I had 8.5 in listening, 8 in reading, 8 in speaking as well, and 6.5 in my writing section.
Amazing. Yeah. Those are fantastic scores. Congratulations. How does it feel, first of all, to be past IELTS? You got the scores you need and you can move on. How are you feeling?
Oh, it's really a relief. And I could say that I've never taken any international English exams before, and it was a revelation for me, really, that it could be done with such ease, without a hitch, just because I made everything right and I had a perfect timing for everything. That's made my experience with taking IELTS very good.
Yes, so I can already see why you got such good scores on your speaking test, using idioms like without a hitch, so natively and easily, very impressive. So I have so many questions for you, and I'm sure our listeners do as well. But first, let us know, why did you need to take IELTS? What are your future goals? What's the plan now that you have gotten your scores?
I would answer this with great pleasure. I'm about to apply to American graduate schools. And initially, I was prepared myself for TOEFL exam. Mm-hmm. And I did it for really for a month or maybe even more. But taking into account this whole coronavirus situation, taking tests like TOEFL in China was really difficult. And especially for foreigners. For foreign nationals, they don't even accept any passport types. You have to type some kind of IDs there, the second generation IDs, the Hong Kong IDs, and blah, 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 some other stuff, except for foreign passports. So it was a very difficult decision for me to make and to take IELTS, as far as not every graduate school accepts IELTS exams as an admission requirements, right? But anyway, I just checked my list there and I decided that, okay, I'd rather pass IELTS and maybe just cross out some graduate schools, and I would be in a better position than just not taking any exam at all.
So you're in China now. You took the IELTS exam in China, correct?
Yeah.
What took you from Russia to China?
Maybe you would laugh at that, but I am a teacher.
Okay, excellent. You're teaching English in China, or are you teaching Russian in China?
I'm teaching Russian in China.
Okay. So I was going to say you were speaking so well, you could be teaching English. You can do both. That's awesome. Okay. So what was your experience like taking the IELTS exam in China? Do you speak Chinese well? Was it difficult to understand the administrators at all, or was it no problem?
My Chinese skills are really very, very low. I can only speak Chinese maybe on survival level, you know, just to ask for some food or just to ask some directions, just to have some basic, really basic conversations. So I expected that every IELTS personnel and that university campus would speak English. And I encountered it from the very beginning at the gate. There were guys who were scanning those codes, these health codes. Uh-huh. It's very crucial right now to demonstrate that you have been in a healthy environment for some time, during 2 weeks before the test, and they couldn't speak English at all. So we had to explain each other with the translator.
I love that you use the idiom right out the gate, right? From the very beginning, you experienced language difficulties just trying to prove that you had quarantined, were healthy, coronavirus free, to be able to take the test at all, right? I can imagine that would be so difficult to take the exam. And like you said, you would kind of hope that the administrators speak English, but not necessarily. They're going to administer the exam in the language of the country, and that could make it really tricky. But the more familiar you are with IELTS and how it's run and what's expected of you, you wouldn't really even need to understand the language so much because you know what the test is, you know what it's going to be, even if what's being explained is in Chinese. Did you find that?
Yeah, exactly. That's totally true what you said, because I knew what to expect, when are they going to give us our booklets, when are they going to take them back, that we can't continue writing when the examiner said so, and everything. So I knew all those details, and it was really easy peasy.
Gotcha. Yeah, that would make such a difference, I think. And that's one of the best things about 3Keys IELTS is not only are you getting all of these strategies for taking the test, but you're getting all of this insider examiner information about what to expect on test day, what exactly is going to happen, so that if you haven't taken IELTS before, or you're going to take it in another country where you're not understanding all of the instructions, you still know exactly what to expect, and you have just as much chance for success as if you spoke Chinese fluently.
Yeah.
So let's get into...
I wish I had spoken it fluently.
Yeah, that's all. It would be nice, right? I would love to be able to speak Chinese fluently. Wouldn't we all? Okay, so let's get into some details about 3Keys IELTS. Why did you study at all before you found 3Keys IELTS, and what made you decide to join our study system? You may be in the same place Elvira was just 3 weeks ago, about to take the IELTS exam and a little stuck, not knowing where to start, not knowing exactly what you should be spending time on. Do what she did and go take our free 2-minute quiz at allearsenglish.com/myscore. You'll get your estimated band score and free resources at your level, so you know exactly what to be spending time on. Check it out today, allearsenglish.com/myscore.
First, when I just made up my mind on taking IELTS, I just... The next second, I thought that I have to listen to something, you know. I was walking from Starbucks home, and I was like, oh, I should start preparing right now. I have only 3 weeks to go. Like, okay, I should do this immediately. And the podcast, the Energy IELTS podcast popped up right away. And I was like, okay, I would like to listen to that one. Maybe there is some general information. And I was like, wow, they are talking too much about really some stuff that I couldn't get anywhere. I mean, that's really then some kind of insider information of how does examiner look at your performance during the test. So yes. I was amazed. And when you said that there is a chance to evaluate, like not to evaluate, to get your estimated score, I was like, okay, I will go home and I will do this. Yes. And that evening I purchased that course and I never regretted it. Awesome. Because 3 weeks, I think it was enough to prepare, but if I did it all on my own, probably I wouldn't get such a great score, you know?
Because definitely, right?
Every day I had something to do. Even I went to the museum. There was a task, like, if you have never been to the museum recently, you can go to the museum. And I went there and I read the information in English. And I didn't need it, but I at least educated myself a bit, you know?
Yes, it was like pushing you to improve your overall English to do some of that. I love that. I love all of this. For anyone who's listening, if you're not sure what Elvira is talking about, we have a free 2-minute quiz where you can get your estimated band score. So check that out, allearsenglish.com/myscore. So you heard that, you went and got your estimated band score and then decided, okay, I've only got 3 weeks. I need this study guide. I need these strategies so that I can know what to do each day, be really systematic, and that you are like the ideal student, where instead of taking the exam multiple times, you get a study system so that you can be successful the first time. And within 3 weeks, you're able to pass the test and get the scores you need. It's awesome. Okay, so let's talk about specifically tell me about the modules. What are some specifics you can share with students that you felt really helped you improve your skills in those 3 weeks?
Specific stuff for each section, I could say in listening and reading, the strategy when we underline the keywords, because I really... For example, let's take the reading section. Before, when I tried it on my own, I read all those texts. Really, I thought that this is the key for the understanding. That if I won't read it, I will just struggle with finding the correct information after the test, after I read through the questions, right? But then I really, it took me ages to complete this reading section, and within your strategy I did it really easy. I just really understood that it's all really easy, and it was really helpful. And when I took the test, I looked around a bit and I saw that not everybody's doing it. Like, I was the only one who was underlining everything in listening, in reading. And I'm just now wondering, what are those guys' scores? You know, I'm really a curious person. I would like to know how far did they go with that.
Right. Can't I see everyone's scores? I want to know what everyone got.
Yeah, I would like to know, just guys, could you please tell me what are your scores?
No, that's such a good point, though, that a lot of students think of the reading test as a comprehension exam. They think they have to read the passages and understand everything there, and there just isn't time. You don't have time in this reading test to read the passages in their entirety and be able to answer all of those questions. Even a native would have a very difficult time reading entire passages and answering all those questions in that amount of time. So those strategies are so key to figure out how to recognize and underline keywords, how to scan for them, how to find them quickly, and then what you need to do to find the answer once you can match those keywords. And like you said, once you have those strategies down and can practice them, it's so much easier and faster. And you realize, oh, this isn't just about reading comprehension. This is about recognizing keywords and parallels, finding them in the test, which are skills that need to be learned and practiced. But once you have those strategies, the reading exam becomes quite simple. And what did you score in reading? 8.5? You got an amazing score.
8, yeah. And I did it only in 50 minutes. The rest 10 minutes, I was just looking around, checking my answers, like, did I do everything correct? How many words did I write? Okay, 10 minutes for checking, and I was... fascinated with myself.
Why did they give me so much time? Fascinated with myself. I love it, right? Because you realize this doesn't even take that much time once I have these strategies and I know how to find these answers without reading the entire passages. Exactly. I love that.
Absolutely.
Yes, definitely. What about, so for listening, you were definitely underlining keywords and listening for those. Was there anything else in Three Keys that helped you get that amazing listening score?
Yeah, the recommendation to listen to some podcast. For example, one of those, I'm still listening. This is TED Radio Hour, and I'm really fond of it. I find all those talks really inspirational.
Yes.
And one of those recent programs there was about hearing loss. And it's really very close to me as far as I am experiencing hearing loss right now. And I'm just really happy that this Three Keys strategy and these All Ears English give me a clue, give me a key, give me those podcasts that I'm still a huge fan. You know, I'm a huge fan of that one.
Awesome. I love
it. Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. It's so true. Like so many, I think as we're learning a second language or a third language, we have a tendency to gravitate toward podcasts that are language learning podcasts, right? They're specifically for language learners. And we avoid podcasts made for native speakers of that language to our detriment, because it is so interesting to give yourself that opportunity to listen to these podcasts that are made for native speakers. And there's so many interesting topics. Anything that you find is interesting or fascinating, you can find a podcast about that and improve your overall English listening to something that you would listen to in your native language that you find really interesting. And that's so key that you get pushed to do that in Three Keys IELTS. It's kind of hard to push yourself that much on your own, but once you have the study system that you're following, you have to push yourself in order to accomplish everything. And then you really do find your overall English improving, right? Just like you did.
Yeah.
All right. So what's your timeline? You're applying now to study in the United States. What's your goal as far as when do you see yourself moving?
What do you mean by that? You mean what am I... career
yeah, what's
goals,
your goal? So? You're hoping to, I'd love to hear your career goals too, but what's your timeline? Mm-hmm. Are you thinking, I'm going to stay in China for a while still, or are you hoping to get to the United States soon to start studying?
I hope I will go there next fall,
okay.
Fall 2021.
Awesome.
Really, even though I like China really much, this is a great country and very hospitable people and everything, but I think that it's time to move on. It's time to broaden the horizons of my mind, to get this graduate degree, to be more influential in my professional career, you know?
Yes, gotcha. Yeah. Awesome. I'm so excited for you to accomplish your goals. And now you can do it. Now that you're past IELTS, you can check this off and move on. And so many of our students are where you were just 3 weeks ago, 1 month ago, where they are still kind of in limbo. They're waiting to see what they will get on IELTS. They're hoping to get their scores. And you guys, if you are in that situation, do what Elvira did and take our free 2-minute quiz, allearsenglish.com/myscore, and check out Three Keys IELTS so that you can get all of these strategies that helped her get the score she needed, and now she's moving on with her goals. It's so exciting. Elvira, thank you so much for joining us today. Congratulations on your scores and good luck with your master's degree with your studying in the United States.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me today. And I wish you and all those team, this amazing team, the best of luck as far as your deed can't be overestimated. You know, you do a great deed. Thank you. From, I believe, all in ears English students. I think I'm speaking on everybody's behalf now.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It feels so good to feel like you're part of a community and to really feel like you're giving back and able to help people. And I appreciate that. And I feel that in our Facebook community. I feel that sense of, students get into Three Keys IELTS and they're just so grateful to feel this burden lifted off their shoulders, to be part of a supportive community where they feel like, oh, I can do this now. I have the strategies I need. I can do this. And that's a good feeling. It feels very fulfilling. So thank you. I appreciate that. And thanks again for being here. We'll see you next time. Bye, Elvira.
I'll see you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.